Again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Stony Brook Seawolves, Chuck Priori. Good morning, Coach Priori.
Good morning.
Good morning. An eighth win, an impressive victory for you guys in non-conference, rally from 10-7 down for a 38-10 victory over Wagner. Give me your impressions on what your team did well Saturday.
Well, we stayed the course. Certainly every team prepares for you. You know, Wagner was excited when they got here. We didn't execute to the best of our ability in the early parts of the game. But Wagner was able to run the football a little bit early, and it caused us into a couple negative plays offensively. But, you know, we stayed the course, went in at halftime, I believe, up 14-10. And, you know, regrouped. And I think in the second half, we controlled the game. We actually scored a touchdown run on the first play that we had the ball offensively in the second half and controlled it most of the game. Did not have to throw the ball much in the second half, and was able to get our guys out early in the fourth quarter, which certainly helps us.
Certainly on the offensive side of the ball, a big game for Jordan Goins. 16 carries, 125 yards, and a couple of touchdowns. And you touched on keeping guys fresh. You've been able to alternate three backs all year long. All of them have been effective at times. Talk about Jordan's performance and then how important it is to have that kind of depth at running back.
Yeah, I mean, certainly important. You know, I think they've sort of traded off in each and every game. You know, Stacy's our mainstay guy, and you know, but, you know, Jordan came in and he got hot, and so we fed him the ball. And, you know, he had some outstanding runs. You know, depth at that position, you know, being fresh every time you touch the ball is certainly crucial. You see it throughout college football. You know, you need the 1-2 punch, definitely.
We're here with Stony Brook head coach Chuck Priori. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. Ray Bolden certainly had a big year, but had a bit of a scary injury. Just sort of an update on him after Saturday.
Well, fortunately, he's fine. It was scary. He got hit on a pass and went down and was knocked out. And then doctors were concerned about some neck issues. But, you know, upon getting to the hospital, CAT scans and all that stuff, honestly, everything showed with no problems, a little bit of whiplash, and you know, treating as concussion symptoms. So he's got a follow-up appointment today, but he's in the doctor's hands, certainly. Feel that he'll be okay to play this weekend as long as they clear him, and felt okay yesterday.
Defensively, you guys, after that first quarter, pitch a shutout and force three turnovers in the second half. What did you do well defensively to shut them down?
Yeah, I mean, we got caught in two things in the first quarter that they got two bad plays. We were misaligned on one of their long runs, and on the second one, we got checked out of a blitz, and two guys get checked out of it, one guy didn't, and they hit us exactly where that happened. You know, after that, we really played errorless football, and we controlled the line of scrimmage, and as you articulated, we're able to turn them over to give us good field position and stop some other opportunities for Wagner.
Got a media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
And your first question comes from the line of Adam Tech with Brooklyn.
Good morning, Coach. Congratulations on another win. I wanted to ask you about the impressions of the team now that Stony Brook is at this 8-win threshold. Obviously, no guarantees in the FCS, but in pretty good shape for a postseason bid for the first time in about 5 years. How much has that weighed on the mind of the team? Obviously, there's still larger prizes out there, but now that you've kind of reached this 8-win, how meaningful is that to this team?
Well, you know, I've heard the coaches talk earlier about taking one game at a time approach, and this team has been interesting and honestly hasn't been brought up. We've talked about getting the sixth conference win 2 weeks ago. We talked about getting the eighth win last week. this weekend we're talking about the seventh conference win and the ninth overall win, which would be a great accomplishment by this team. The focus has got to be on this Saturday, and we had a practice last night, and you know, be very candid with you. It was the best practice we've had on a Sunday all year. So I think our kids are excited about being able to play Maine this weekend and prepare for Maine, as they're a tough opponent who brings a lot to the table. That'll be a huge challenge.
And then looking ahead to that Maine game, obviously Ryan Fultz had quite an afternoon on the ground for Wagner. And then looking ahead at a running back like Josh Mack, how do you prepare the running defense for a running back as dynamic as Mack has been this season?
Yeah, I mean, he's a tremendous player. He had a good day against us last year, too. I think the key thing in, Wagner's back was very good, too, but if you could channel it just to one guy having some success, I think you can control a ship. So, Mack's going to get his yards. He gets them in every game. We got to not allow the big runs. We got to swarm to the football, get some first hits on him, and, you know, put him in long down situations and force him not to give him the ball. But they find ways of getting the ball. So, you know, as a defense, we just got to control the game and not honestly worry about him.
Thanks, Coach.
You got it.
Chuck, you had your senior day, and as you've touched on, your team a chance not only to get a 7th CA win, but potentially capture a CA championship and playoff and all that stuff that goes along. What has this senior class meant to you as you've transitioned into the conference and then putting yourself in position to do some of the things that could still be in front of you this season?
Yeah, I mean, this group was came in 13 when we moved into the conference, so they've been part of it the whole time. I actually have one 6-year senior was here, and he was on the team as a redshirt freshman when we went to the playoffs in 12, so he was the only one that really remembers that. But you know, this team is, really took on a challenge back in 13. Once again, come from the Big South into the CAA, into a conference that's, in my opinion, as good out as it is out there, and with tradition and quality wins. And each and every year, this group of people have stayed the course. That's why there's 19 of them. They've stayed the course. They fought through some adverse times 2 years ago with three losses in a row. Last year we lost the last four games, but I've got two-year captains in Tyrese Beverett and Stacy Bedell. I've got three other senior leaders in Ray Bolden, Dennis Lestrange, and just what they've done as a group is just really led by example. And I know winning is not always easy, but I think they've found ways to prepare to win, and I think that's what we talked about in January. Let's prepare correctly, and let's just play football. And most importantly, as every coach will say, if they're having fun at it, it'll be important. And they've taught me a lot as a group. They've taught me to have fun and just let it roll and go out there and play loose. So it's been a great group, and going to be sad to see them go, and I'm excited about this Saturday for them.
All right, Chuck, thanks as always for your time today, and hopefully we're talking again next week.
Thank you.